This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Quentin Tarantino's new movie, Kill Bill Volume 1, opens Friday. Tarantino isn't the only storyteller on the project. A musician known as the RZA is helping shape the film. The RZA is well known to legions of rap music fans. He was the mastermind behind the Wu-Tang Clan, one of the most acclaimed hip-hop groups of the past decade. And he has a new solo album coming out this week. NPR's Netta Ulaby visited the RZA at his New York studio, and she has this report.
When Quentin Tarantino asked the RZA to score Kill Bill, the request involved a little male bonding.
We first just talked about kung fu films, you know what I mean? It basically was like a baseball card flip-off about who knew the most kung fu flicks.
This was important because the new Tarantino movie is a loving homage to martial arts movies. So is the music of the Wu-Tang Clan, which liberally samples from classic kung fu films.
Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
The soundscapes the RZA assembled for the Wu-Tang Clan were densely packed, self-referential stories that juxtaposed dialogue with something close to a soundtrack.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin Land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. This one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits by high stakes, making my way on fire skates.
The RZA says movies provided a refuge, creatively and literally, from the Staten Island housing project where he grew up.
Well, martial art movies was like the backdrop to my childhood.
In fact, the RZA says martial arts movies were the only ones he ever saw, besides biblical epics and blaxploitation films. He and his friends routinely skipped school and took the subway to Manhattan and the movies.
You get to the movie like 9 o'clock in the morning, you actually get to watch 3 movies by the time school is out. And if you don't want to go straight home from school, which you don't do sometimes, you might go watch the 3 movies twice.
It was the scenery in martial arts films that first attracted the RZA. Lush green forests and outdoor fighting scenes seemed exotic to a kid from the projects. But he also found himself fascinated by the sense of tradition and the social messages he saw on screen.
They talk about revolution and oppression and struggling to survive with each other. It gave me a whole other history perspective, too. Like, wait a minute, this was really warriors here, too.
The RZA says he's always wanted to make movies himself. He's already directed a few short movies he financed independently, including a cautionary tale called Domestic Violence.
You don't ever disrespect me the way you did tonight. You understand me? This is my house, all right? I paid for all this shit. I paid for the house. I paid for the food you eat. I paid for the television.
As a filmmaker, the RZA says he still has a lot to learn. Although he gained fame through telling his own stories, now he's taking a back seat and helping movie directors like Quentin Tarantino and Jim Jarmusch tell theirs. The RZA sees scoring movies as a sort of apprenticeship.
To me, this is crawling before I walk. Fortunately for me, it's a good crawl. I mean, to work with Jim Jarmusch, a great director, then to work with Quentin, a super-duper director, is like, okay, I get a chance now to watch a great master at work.
In addition to scoring Tarantino's film, the RZA acts in Jim Jarmusch's new movie, Coffee and Cigarettes. Jarmusch says he's been a Wu-Tang Clan fan from the beginning.
Some of the earliest Wu-Tang stuff sounded so cinematic, it swept me up like a little movie.
That's why Jarmusch invited the RZA to score his 1999 film, Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai. It was the RZA's first feature score.
It's kind of raw and damaged and yet atmospheric and ethereal, kind of dreamlike. He uses beats that are not quite symmetrical, so somehow they breathe, they sort of stutter. He's very particular. It's very identifiable sound, but it's very cinematic. It's almost like a cinematic mist that floats behind the vocals that get laid into the music.
So beautiful, it make you want to cry, cry, cry. Power equality, ghost dog. From Christ Sparrow, Killer Bees, West Coast dog.
Yo, yo, some of you chill, chill, for show, show. Yo, some of you chill, chill, for show. show. Yo, dog, will you kill the show, show?
The RZA's latest project actually had its genesis in someone else's song. The new Quentin Tarantino movie is about a female assassin nearly murdered at her wedding. Kill Bill was inspired by the tune that opens the film.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
The RZA first heard Nancy Sinatra's version of Bang, Bang on a mixtape Tarantino made for him.
The song is a song that, like, damn, where you get this song from? It's when I heard it, I wanted to make a hip-hop song out of it.
The collaboration between the RZA and Quentin, as he calls the director, wasn't always so easy. In one scene, the heroine fends off a menacing horde of masked killers. Tarantino imagined it cued to violent heavy metal.
Quentin wrote the scene to a Metallica song. He was like, you gotta replace that. I was like, how the fuck I'm gonna do that, yo?
What the RZA came up with didn't sound much like Metallica. And at first, it didn't sound like much of anything to Quentin Tarantino.
So it took me about 3 days. The first day, I came in, I was like, how about this? He's like, mm-mm. Second day, it's like, no, you're going in the right direction, but this ain't it. Then the third day, while I was doing it, he walks to the room, was like, you on to it, you on to it.
After becoming one of the music industry's most sought-after producers and selling many millions of records, the RZA decided it was time to get serious. For his film work, he learned how to read music, how to write it, and how to conduct it.
I know how to tell musicians what to do now. I know how to do it myself, which is a big change for me. So I try to take time to, like, learn how they do it, to be more of their peer, not just to be somebody who's coming in hustling on their territory and not knowing what's going on.
Knowing what's going on for the RZA these days means knowing about composers like John Williams, Ennio Morricone, and Sergei Prokofiev, as well as the greats of kung fu films. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.